I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. It's snowing and you can't go metal detecting. Or it's raining and you can't go treasure hunting. Or it's 120 degrees outside, the ground is baked as hard as concrete. How can you treasure hunt when you can't go outdoors? Well, there is a way. And like many innovations in treasure hunting, this idea originated with the legendary Carl von Mueller. If you don't know Carl, go back and listen to my show number 84. Carl called it kitchen table coin shooting, and he spelled coin shooting with a K, just like he spelled Carl with a K when he changed his name from Dean Miller. Anyway, here's all there is to it. You make regular trips to your local bank, or banks, and you buy rolls of coins. Half dollars are best, get as many as you can afford. Then, you go dump them all on your kitchen table, and you go through them one at a time looking for silver coins. Remember, all dimes, quarters, half dollars, and silver dollars dated 1964 and earlier are 90% silver, which makes them worth over 22 times their face value. The actual value fluctuates daily, and as I speak to you right now, a silver dime is worth $2.28 for its silver content. You keep all the silver coins you find, then you rewrap the rest of them, and next time you go to the bank, trade them in for more rolls. Now, you may be thinking that this was a great way to find valuable coins 50 years ago, but today you could go through dozens of rolls of coins and not find a single one worth keeping. But you can increase your odds of finding silver coins today if you do mostly half dollars. Your odds of finding silver are much better with half dollars than with dimes or quarters. Why? Because half dollars just aren't used anymore. When's the last time you got a half dollar in change? So when someone turns in a roll of half dollars at their local bank, there's a good chance that those half dollars have been tucked away in a drawer for years. And the older the coins, the more likely they are to be silver. See if this doesn't make your mouth water. A story in Coin World magazine tells about a man who visits the bank a few times every month. Each time he asks the teller if anyone has brought in any rolls of half dollars. He always gets a no. But the last time he went, the teller said before he asked, "Somebody brought in four rolls of half dollars. Do you want them?" He said yes, and he paid the $80 face value for them, $20 a roll, and he took them home. They were all silver. If he cashed those halves in today, he'd turn that $80 into nearly $2,000. So my suggestion is establish a relationship with your local bank tellers and ask them to save any rolls of half dollars for you. Who knows? It could pay off really big. Thanks for listening. For more tips on treasure hunting and metal detecting, visit my website at treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.